She's a newspaper columnist, an ex-Republican, and a sometime gadfly with a glamorous past. Arianna Huffington has been making news lately with a campaign against SUVs and a new book, Pigs at the Trough. Before Steve Inskeep left on assignment, he sat down with her for a conversation.
When Arianna Huffington stopped by her office the other day, she was moving at full speed. You couldn't miss the tall woman in the lobby wearing a leather jacket. She appeared to be talking to herself, though on closer examination she had one of those cell phone attachments in her ear and was busily charming somebody out in space. I think I remember hearing the word existential as we rode up in the elevator, though it's hard to be sure now. Huffington first came to national attention in 1994 in California when her husband ran for Senate as a Republican. He lost, and later they divorced. Within a few years, she moved toward the political left, and these days Arianna Huffington calls herself an independent, a transformation that requires some explaining.
For me, the issue of what we do with those left out of the good times in America has always been paramount. The transformation has been as to what is the role of government in this challenge. And in my Republican years, I used to believe that the private sector could step up to the plate and really provide the resources, both in time and in money, to solve a lot of the social problems. And then I saw firsthand how this was just not happening. And so it was a gradual sort of evolution as I was confronted with the facts, and the realization began to dawn me that we really could not do that. We could not succeed without the raw power of government appropriations.
Somebody in particular persuade you?
No. I think maybe getting to know a lot of the Republicans, like Newt Gingrich, who claimed that they wanted to solve poverty, was definitely a persuasive argument in favor of more government-centered solutions.
Well, let me ask you about what might be described as a crusade that you're on now. We're looking here at this book that you've written. It's called Pigs at the Trough, a little piggy in a suit on the cover. One thing that I do wonder about this, though, is when I look at a book like this, just as a citizen, I kind of already assume the government is bought and paid for. So what more do I need to know about this?
Well, you'd be surprised how many people do not know all the different ways in which we're being screwed. Sure, we've all been exposed to the collapse of Enron, WorldCom, but the question I try to answer in the book is, why did these things happen? Because at the heart of these scandals was a political scandal, and that's much more interesting to me, because greed has always existed and corporate corruption has always existed. But right now we have this massive amount of enabling going on from Washington because of the huge amounts of political donations that politicians are addicted and dependent on, and because of the huge amount of lobbying that's going on in the city. We have 20,000 registered lobbyists, and many of them are the most powerful people in the city.
You have also been recently involved in advertisements that alleged that people who were driving SUVs were supporting terrorists, trying to get the public mad at themselves, I suppose.
Actually, these ads and this Detroit project, this campaign, it was really prompted by the response to a column in which I parodied the drug war ads the administration has been running, linking drug users to funding terrorism. And I ended with a rhetorical line asking, would anybody be willing to pay for a people's ad campaign to jolt our leaders into reality? And I walk up to a flood of over 5,000 emails from people saying, where do I send my money? So that was really what prompted us to create a little nonprofit and produce these ads and put them on the air. And they were satirical, obviously. You know, the main targets were Detroit and Washington. And the nexus between the two, which through millions of dollars in lobbying and political donations had led to these loopholes that allowed large SUVs not to have to comply with fuel efficiency standards, and indeed to get special tax credits. I mean, it's public policy made in an insane asylum, given, you know, our need to increase our oil independence. And in the space of 3 weeks, we went from Bob Lutz at General Motors saying, that's what the public want to drive, and basically go away, to saying we are going to be producing hybrid cars and introducing hybrid technology. And even the president felt compelled to say something about hydrogen cars in his State of the Union address.
Which surprised a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You feel that your campaign has something to do with that?
Our campaign, which was part of other people's campaigns. I mean, we're not alone. We had a tipping point clearly happened because it was us and it was the environmental Christians with the What Would Jesus Drive campaign, and it was the Highway Safety Czar. It was a lot of things converging. So it was a really great moment for the fact that we had to stop denying the obvious.
You said you're not a Democrat. You're an independent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sort of wondering, I mean, your face is getting to be a very recognizable face.
No, it's my voice that's getting to be recognizable.
I mean, if you wanted to describe in a few words the brand of politics that you want your face or your voice to be the symbol of, what is it?
It's not my voice or my face that would be the symbol of anything. But the brand of politics is definitely populist politics. Progressive populism is a very rich tradition in this country. And as you know, a lot of the great social changes in this country have not been initiated by politicians. I mean, the civil rights movement was started by a few young people sitting down at a lunch counter in Greensboro. The same applies to the women's movement. So right now, I'm much less interested, for example, in who is running for president in the year 2004 on the Democratic ticket, and much more interested in what we're going to do in the next year to change the context in which this campaign is going to be conducted. Because if we change the context, then they're going to be talking about different things.
Arianna Huffington is the author of Pigs at the Trough, How Corporate Greed and Political Corruption Are Undermining America. Arianna, thanks very much for coming by.
Thank you, Steve.